Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, our second panel dealt with some of the issues that we really have to look at for the future: weather, water, energy, and fertilizer. And speaking about the water issue was Mark Masters with Albany State University and Georgia Water Planning and Policy Center. Is that correct? And Mark, tell us some of the things that you shared with the peanut producers here.
Yeah, today we just wanted to talk about the water issues and how in the near term and to some extent the long term, how our availability of fresh water for peanut production, you know, may be impacted. So we talked about issues such as drought and how that impacts the water resources, and then even some of the issues relating to Endangered Species Act and dwindling supplies in certain areas, and how long term the peanut industry and farmers need to be thinking about how that might impact their operations.
Well, when you think about how it might impact your operations, are there things that they can be doing or should be doing that might, you know, make a difference?
Sure. I mean, you know, simple things on farm, you know, you want to conserve as much water as you can in your own operations, using efficient irrigation practices, irrigation scheduling, things like that. You know, and I made this comment in the presentation. The peanut industry, maybe more so than a lot, has done a lot to help individual growers through the research and things. Again, irrigation scheduling, some of the genetic work that's going on now to hopefully help us use less water in the future. You know, the peanut industry has really done a lot of help in that public-private partnership with researchers.
Well, and, you know, I guess when we think about water right now, especially with two-thirds of the country practically in drought, but that's not really what we're talking about when we talk about water. We're talking about the you know, just the use of water on a daily basis. It's not just the weather and what we get, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it as far as peanuts, you know, it really is somewhat of a dichotomy between our western peanut producing belt and what we have back east. In Texas, a lot of our peanuts are produced in the irrigated areas of the Ogallala, and so we are seeing actual declines out there. It's more of a water mining situation. You know, back east, we use an awful lot of water. That causes us a lot of issues in terms of depleted stream flows, depleted groundwater. But in a lot of the places, we have, you know, recharge relatively rapid compared to out west. And so it sets up a policy question. You know, can we work through some of these extreme drought times and maintain that high peanut-producing base in the southeast versus some of the issues we're facing out west, where it may be more of a long-term decline and the solutions may not be quite as ready, you know.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Mark. They gave the producers a lot to think about here as far as their future is concerned, the future of their grandchildren in the farming business. At the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.